It's 12:34 for WEKU and Here and Now. I'm John Hingsbergen. Some lawmakers and policy analysts say the deep cuts in President Donald Trump's proposed budget would fall disproportionately on many of the poor and working class people in the Ohio Valley region. As Glynis Board reports, those are the very people who helped elect President Trump.
The Trump administration's budget proposal aims to balance the federal budget by cutting $1.74 trillion from federal social programs. Policy analysts say deep cuts to subsidized health care, food aid, and disability assistance would hurt parts of Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, which need these social services more than many areas of the country.
No, I mean, this is really a cruel budget. I mean, it is a massive slashing of the programs and investments that have been in place for decades that provide a basic safety net.
That's Jason Bailey, director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. His concerns about the proposed budget are largely shared by Ted Bettner, director of the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy. Bettner says proposed cuts to Medicaid would leave West Virginians especially vulnerable because of the state's budget crisis.
We have approximately 600,000 people in West Virginia that are on the state's Medicaid program. And with cutting the Medicaid program by nearly half over the next decade, that means hundreds of thousands of people will lose health care.
Not many federal lawmakers in the region are impressed with Trump's budget, regardless of political party. West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the budget lacks compassion. But even Republican lawmakers are outspoken about their lack of support. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would push back against Trump's proposal to eliminate the Appalachian Regional Commission. But he remains enthusiastic about other parts of the proposed budget.
It builds on the progress made earlier this month on defense, prioritizing more of the resources our service members need. It builds on progress made earlier this month on border security, calling for investing in more of the infrastructure and technology our law enforcement officers actually need.
The Trump administration's budget plan, called the New Foundation for American Greatness, suggests overhauling the tax code. It also requests increased investment in defense spending and border security. Congress will work in the coming weeks to craft a federal budget, taking the executive branch's suggestions into consideration. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.